at the bottom of the hour at 9:30, and it is a good day. Anytime I get to have a friend in the house to share a life story, and if you know Steve Porter, he's going to share a life story. And Steve, you wear more hats, even though you're not wearing one right now, more hats than anybody in the whole wide world, and you're wearing the dance club hat this morning, and representing as a bona fide senior. I'm surprised that you even admit that. There's nothing senior about you.
Well, thank you for that.
It's good to have you in the house. Now, I'm going to brag on you just a little bit.
Please.
Since you are a radio icon in your own right, of every kind of radio there is.
For sure.
And also, you have saved the day for so many of us, being the guy that's going to climb a tower to make something work when it doesn't work.
And seasonally, whether it be shorts in the summer or snow in the winter.
I got a kick out of you the first time I met you. We didn't talk much, but you were doing the talking. Imagine that, Steve talking.
Yeah, no doubt.
But you did, and it was great to hear all of your stories spun as we just talked about everything that we were going to do to make everything right in the world, and you're doing that right now. So I'm proud to know you, sir, and thank you for your service to the community, just as one of those cool dudes that is always behind everybody anytime they need something. You're that kind of a friend, so we're going to let that be your esteeming for now. And now I want you to break it down. You're here to talk about the dance club, and you've been part of it for quite a while. In
yeah.
fact, you're a front man. Imagine that.
Yeah.
Steve Porter, a front man.
Looking for places to fill the need, getting in the middle of things and making them better.
There you go.
That's it.
Can you really do that, sir?
Yeah. Well, being retired, I've got opportunities.
You're not retired. Don't even think about it.
Well, that has different definitions. I am far from retired, you are correct. But after 46 years of a two-way radio career and 36 years of owning Siskiyou Communications, I was able to sell out about 5 years ago and go into this chapter of my life that I will again call retirement.
Yeah, semi.
With a vague reference to the true meaning.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad you're doing what you do. And we were talking off air about kind of your muse behind the dance club, and this has been in your heart just about all of your life, especially when you were a teenager growing up in the Berkeley area. And,
yeah.
And graduating just after the hippie era was kind of on its head, but you were right in the middle of all that.
Yeah, it was. It was a pleasure to be old enough to witness, but young enough to not necessarily partake in all of things.
But you got the inspiration.
Absolutely.
And here you are at 71 dancing.
That's right, still.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love your strategy behind learning to dance. Beautiful girls were dancing. I wanted to dance with them. I learned to dance.
Well, realize, as being president for the past 3 years of the Grants Pass Dance Club, not only is my purpose to promote, but it's always expected to me to dance with all the women.
Oh, yeah.
Part of the title.
And your bride is okay with that.
Yes, yes, yes. She is. She understands it's a benefit, win-win across the board.
It's a burden.
All concerned.
It's a burden, but she's willing to shoulder it with you.
Yeah, and she comes down occasionally.
Had a feeling it might happen that way.
Yeah, right, right, right.
What are we working with the dance club right now?
Well, what brings me down here today not only is the opportunity to get in on this 5 minutes you're gonna allow for me.
Oh, it'll be more than that.
Is that, okay, is we, even though we go almost all year long, we
right.
stop for the fair.
Okay.
So the dance hall right now is being the agricultural building.
That's right.
Full of watermelons and pumpkins and all that great stuff at the fair that started yesterday.
Yes.
Well, when we restart in fall, and that will be on September 5,
okay.
we really hope to make more of the public aware of what we offer, and that's many, many things. For instance, so we do Mondays and Fridays. I'm going to start with our Fridays.
Oh, let's do it.
We always have live music from that would be 1 to 4 on Fridays. Now, this is the afternoons,
yes.
so realize most people are working,
uh-huh.
but this is a seniors group that still offers vitality, both physically, mentally, and emotionally.
Sure.
People coming together. We get 50 people, typically, who come and enjoy each other, camaraderie. We're trying to promote this thing so new people can come and enjoy it.
You can bet.
Enjoy them. They can enjoy us. Even though it's called a dance club, I don't want that to intimidate others. people could come and watch and enjoy. If they would like to learn to dance, we are here for you. There's no couples necessary. Male, female, come along. If you want to watch, fine. If you'd like to learn a little bit and see how that goes, we'll start you out on an easy two-step, whatever. We even offer dance lessons, but those are on Mondays.
Gotcha.
But let me stick with this Friday thing. So 1 to 4, we have two different musical providers on Friday, and one of them is Jay Barley.
Mm-hmm.
He is a lifer of the Nashville scene. He's okay. been on the Grand Ole Opry stage, backed up A and B players, lived about a block and a half behind the old Opry, and now at his advanced age, 70 plus,
yes.
loves to be able to come and continue to play for us. It's a great purpose for him as well.
I love that.
Yeah, yeah. He can carry on what his life's profession and joy has been, providing this to others, which is a wonderful thing.
You bet it is.
So he's a one-man band. He's either playing the keyboards or guitar with background fill music coming from his keyboard, and everybody loves him, and it's a wonderful thing to dance styles. We'll do his two-step waltzes, polkas, cha-chas, rumbas, and all that sort of thing.
Sure.
All that's available to watch and learn. Our other Friday offering on the second Friday typically is Tim and Michelle.
Okay.
They're legends from the South Bay area, the peninsula.
All right.
Where they played rather high-end events, and they're just incredible musicians, and their music is joyous and peppy and inspirational.
Yes.
It wants you to get out of your chair.
I'm feeling it.
Whether you know how to do it or not, join us. Yeah, they're wonderful. Tim and Michelle, bouncy, lovely music. And again, they do the 1 to 4 routine as Jay does on Fridays.
Okay.
Now, on Mondays, this is really cool. We offer so much. From 11:30 to 1, mm-hmm. Jeanette offers line dance lessons,
okay.
which are still popular.
Oh, believe me, I do know that. Yeah, it's not just Urban Cowboy.
The late 70s really brought it on.
And it's been 40 years and counting that it's been really strong.
Gotcha. Yeah, in the late 70s, when that was coming on, I learned to transition into couples dancing by seeing how the two-step and swing that was so prominent is desirable.
Yeah.
For people like me.
If
you want to keep on keeping on.
Yeah. And you want to get out there.
That's right. So 11:30 to 1, we offer line dance lessons, and we get about 20, 25 people. That's 99% women who find this perhaps more enjoyable than going to the gym for perhaps similar workout.
Sure, sure. You bet.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. There you go. Aerobics.
So that's 11:30 to 1. 1 to 2, we offer ballroom dance lessons, and it's usually the same style for a month because it's only once a month, so that's 4 times.
Sure.
It might rotate from waltz to two-step to rumbas or whatever. And if people want to learn, they can come to that. And then still sticking on Mondays, from 2 to 3:30, we will have some form of music. It had been live music, but for that hour and a half, it hasn't been practical lately to have the musicians come from Cave Junction, by the way, just for an hour and a half.
Sure.
So we've extended the dance lessons. Once they officially close at 3:30, people stay. Actually, that closes at 2 and goes to 2:30. One of our dancers brings music that she could play through a CD, and we can advance beyond what was just shown and begin to practice it.
Okay, all right.
So
makes sense. Follow-up.
Yeah, follow-up, exactly. So that's our Mondays. Now, what I really need to land on is this is the best-kept secret.
Okay.
2 times a month on Mondays, we have an 18-piece big band swing orchestra.
Oh, wow.
Imagine that. It's called the Rogue Gold Jazz Band.
Familiar with them.
Yep. They play all over the place. And that's headed up by Dave Hegdahl, who had been the musical director at North Valley High for a long, 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 long time.
Right.
Well, in his retired years, he finds this of value as well.
And
Marianne Heater, his female vocalist, is up front doing a wonderful job. And they play, songs that seniors will remember, what they grew up with, what they danced in their younger years to, 40s, 50s, and all the music beyond. For instance, they do a Beach Boys medley that is a wonderful waltz, and it's just so wonderful to be able to participate in all of that.
Absolutely.
Now, the word Rogold Jazz Band is a little misleading. Some people might say, well, I don't even listen to jazz. How am I going to dance to jazz?
It means everything that was music.
That's right. And when I promote things either verbally or on our flyers that go all over town, it will say 18 Big Band Swing Band. Because that's really what we evolved to ultimately in dancing.
And I understand.
But that's still their name.
Yeah. Well, I'll make a confession right now to help you drive it home. Since I'm the baby of the family, and I came along, my mom was 41 when I was born, so I grew up with a whole different generation than I'm actually from, and really appreciate all of that. And my parents were dancers. And I'm a little boy watching my mom and dad dance together to everything in every way.
Yes.
It is simply something that I'm absolutely have my heart wrapped around and through and still do to this day.
That's a great story, And you can then appreciate having seen people have a sense of freedom, joy, expression.
There you go.
If people want to get up and truly free-form dance, we have some of the ladies, a couple of guys go over to the side and just do, you know, whatever they want to call that. And, it's quite amusing to really be free in that.
It's worth videoing.
Yeah, it is. And there's videos on YouTube of the dance club and all of that.
Well, we'll be following that up. But so this is pretty good outline. What I want you to do, Steve, is give us a follow-up with kind of a schedule when you get restarted on September 5th.
Yeah.
And I want to have that as kind of a little PSA here, if you can handle that.
So now when we roll out on September 5th, that's a Friday.
Right.
We will have Jay Barley, who I mentioned, be our start.
Okay.
The following Monday, the 7th, is the Rogue Gold Jazz Band.
Okay.
The next Friday, which I believe is the 11th, will be Tim and Michelle.
Okay.
So those are our three music offerings that roll 1, 2, 3. So if anybody has any interest at all, they can come down any or all of those dates and see what we have.
All right.
If you want to become a member, it's $5 for the year.
That's a lot, Steve.
Isn't that?
Yes.
That'll set you back, won't it?
Basically, bring out the Abe and.
And what that'll do for you is to save you $2 every time, because otherwise we have to charge $7 for non-members.
Sure.
We pay the band.
Yes.
We pay the room. Mm-hmm. We pay group insurance, etc. We have incidentals.
I get it.
The coffee's always on.
Yep.
So that's the rollout there. First time guests are free. So come and see.
There we go.
No impediment there. Come and check us out. So Mondays and Friday afternoons at the Grants Pass Fairgrounds Dance Hall. It'll say the Square Dance Hall, but we don't do that either. The other group does.
Yep.
Ricky's Rounds and Charlie Brown Squares.
We're familiar with them as well.
Right? Absolutely. Okay. So there's a lot of that offering in the Valley here. They do the evenings. We do the afternoons. So again, we can't get everybody, but we'd like to have all the rest of you who want to come.
I think we just did some very good shameless promotion, Steve. Are you okay with that?
I'm very pleased.
I'm so glad.
I want everybody to understand what's out there so they can come and judge for themselves and perhaps continue to in the joy of dance.
There you go. I like it. You represent it.
Perfect.
Let me just tell you, sir, it's a kick to catch up with you again. And don't ever be a stranger.
Thank you.
Anytime you feel like dropping by and lending your voice, I got a spot for you here, okay?
Appreciate it.
You betcha.
Thank you very much.
You bet. Bless your day, brother.
Bye.
Hey, we're going to work anything that's good right here on Everything Good on your hometown radio station.
Your home is your...